Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Summer, and good afternoon, our listeners.
Are you well this afternoon?
I am great. Especially that today, just to remind you that it's a Friendship Day.
It's a Friendship Day. It's a Friendship Day. And so we've got to make those connections. We've got to build those bridges. We are not in the business of burning bridges. Thank you so much for you to highlight that, Pastor. Now, we are continuing to talk about finding one's calling. And we're talking about Moses, who was hesitant when God sent him to free the Israelites. And Jonah was quite vehemently opposed to what God sent him to do in Nineveh. We too may feel unwilling or unqualified to do what we believe we've been called to do. And that's the center of today's conversation. But first, what are the benefits of finding one's calling? Is there benefit at all to that? Or some people benefit from that as opposed to you, the one who is being called?
For sure, our benefits are fair. I was just listening to that song that he has never lost a battle by, is it C.C. Wine?
Yeah, C.C. Winans.
Yes. So I'm saying here is a someone who has got a talent. Here is someone who is gifted. Here is someone who has a calling in singing. Then I was saying, how many people listen to that song every day? So when you are, one of the benefits of one's calling is that you become a blessing, like in now today's world, to the global community. The singer may not even know the impact that that is. So there's a benefit to the community. Because a calling has to do with a need in society, a human need. That is not for selfish reason. That is just for me and myself. No, it is to meet a human need somewhere. So one of the benefits of a calling that you benefit the global community. Someone has got a question somewhere, is God still there? Then they just hear a song that this God has never lost a battle. That becomes like you ignite that person's life, and that person is just blown in trusting that God is there. The other one, of course, you have, like we mentioned, I think during the course of the week, you have got a peace of mind. When you respond to your calling, you have got a peace of mind as an individual. Unlike the case of Jonah, where you are heading the other direction, there's chaos on the way. People say, no, there's someone who has done something wrong. And finally, he's caught in the same. He said, no, it's actually me. Let me be thrown in the water. So you have got no peace of mind when you are away from your calling. But when you are within your calling, you have got a peace of mind.
Now, tell me, Pastor, I do understand that there's benefits and people benefit from the calling, something that one is called to do. But we've seen people with a calling, for instance, the case in point, we're talking about the artists, the singers, who have been called, of course, and, you know, and people get healed through their music. People get saved, people get reassured, etc. But at the point of their death, they got nothing. We talk about pastors who preach pulpit after pulpit, but many people give themselves to God, etc. And the point of death, you know the story about pastors. And so I'm wondering if following a call is all about other people and very little to do with one who is being called?
No, it's not like that for sure. Like God has said, those who serve in the temple, they eat from there. Those who work from there, God has got a way that he can sustain us. He cannot call you, then as you are serving others, you become a destitute. No, that's not the God that we serve. Hardships will be there in one way or the other. But your gift in the first place, that is your employment in a way. We find that even in Proverbs. Your gift, that's what you are using. That's what God has given you. And that's what you use to benefit him. And just like these singers or so, like we have said, is there prayer, is there praising God, is there benefiting me? We also contribute something. We buy their music, we contribute in their launches and that kind of thing. So as once someone is working in your calling, God is also providing for your needs there. Like it was with the Levites. God says you have no inheritance, but your inheritance is me, myself. What people are bringing to the temple, that's what was sustaining them. And there was never a time when they lacked anything. So as God calls you, he also makes a provision for your needs.
Now, Pastor, tell me. Now, here's a person who is going through life and really have never found their calling. What are some of the dangers of going through life and really not having found one's calling?
When you do not find your calling, then it becomes life now becomes like guesswork, hit and run. Mm. You try this, try and error. You try this, you try that. And as you keep on trying this and as you keep trying this and that, one, you have got no satisfaction because a calling brings you satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Others may not see anything in it, but to you, you are satisfied when you are doing this.
Yes.
So when you are outside your calling, that means life will not bring you satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can have all the accolades, you can have all the money, everything around you, but there's an inner voice that is saying that there is still something missing. Like that rich young ruler.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but after he said, no, Jesus, what can I do to be saved? He says, no, this. He says, but I've done all those things. But he further says, what more do I lack?
Mm.
He had all the money, but he felt he was lacking something.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the danger. When you are away from your calling, you will have everything around, but there is still a voice that is saying, you are lacking something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, tell me, Pastor. You know, because I've heard people who may have found their calling saying, you know, the beauty about a calling, and I do understand that you've been called in what you do as the minister of the gospel. They say, as you work, it actually doesn't feel like working because you enjoy this, and that pay that comes at the end of the month really is just a cherry on top because it's something that you could just do. I mean, you said the other day you'd wake up at middle of the night. You love doing this, so you don't feel like you are actually doing the work, because other people would, painstakingly go to work every day. They go to a place they don't like because they've got to make that living. They've got to earn that cash. But they say if you are called, you actually don't feel like you've worked a day. Is that true?
No, it is true. I can tell you, like in my case, I'm a certified investment advisor. I'm a consultant. Help people writing business plans, analyzing businesses, project proposals, those analyses and everything, break even point and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm doing that work, I feel that I am working.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this research, gather this information, and this and that. But when it comes to the gospel,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to making a presentation, when it comes to teaching, it is not work for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a hobby.
Yeah.
Something that you love. Like the other presentation we were doing on Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
We were by the road and we had a puncture. So I just sat on a stone there. As people are passing by, we had that interview. I was just seated by the road.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel that it is, it's work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of the passion that you have in it. Even when you're looking for information here and there, you don't feel it is work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, and I love what you're saying. It doesn't feel like work. Now, you're saying that, when one has to, do proposals and this and that, you made that example. And really, it's a struggle to go in at that, and you've got to do this, and it's just such a lot of effort. But can we then conclude that, it's really not a calling? Or eventually, it will become a calling when you get used to it? How does it work?
No, it's a profession, just like accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Accounts, pilots, teachers, when you do research, they are among the most stressed people in the world.
Mm.
As they are doing their work, because when you are doing accounts, I have done accounts in the business courses I have done. When you are doing, ask an accountant, it's like mm-hmm. you have just started every day.
Yeah.
Every day is like something new. So when I'm working as a consultant, I take it like a profession. I'm a mechanic. I repair my car. I service it, open the engine, assemble it. But I cannot compare that work to when I'm doing gospel work. I do that work as a profession. I can work as a consultant as a profession, the way other people can do their work. But I cannot compare it to when I'm doing the gospel work, because there I don't sweat.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, what you're saying is that, on the contrary, somebody who may be an engineer or who may be a mechanic, actually, they could actually go through a car very easily, disassembling it, assembling it, and fixing it. And by the end of the day, they don't know where the day went, because they're actually enjoying it. And for them, it's ministering to the owner of this vehicle, who's going to find their car actually in top notch.
No, exactly. And I don't fit in that category for sure.
Yeah.
I can repair a car, but even when I repair it, I know what to do, this and that. But that satisfaction, that pleasure, it doesn't come in me. But I've seen people, you just take the car there, you just start the car, they'll tell you exactly, no, this is the problem that is there. And you see the joy, how they are working. It's not even a burden for them. He goes under the car, he goes the other side. You can see that this man is God there. And some of them have never even gone for training. There are people who have never gone for training the way I have done, who are better than me. And I know them.
Yeah.
We call them bush mechanics. They just operate by the road there.
Yeah.
He was working with a father who was a mechanic, and they can do better work than I can do, who has been in college. And when I was in college, I was the best student. But there are people there who have never gone to college, but they know it, how to do better than me. It is their calling.
Yeah, that's
for me, it is a profession.
Now, let's close off our conversation. Somebody out there is perhaps joining us for the first time, and they're wondering, you know what, man, I just got to, this thing that the pastor is saying is just lovely. I also want to feel like I've not worked. I want to feel like I've not put an effort, etc. And so it means that I've not found my calling. Is there a path? Is there a step-by-step? Is there something that you could advise the listener out there to say, you know what, here is a path that can help you to find your calling. Here is a step-by-step. Here's a process that can help you to find your process. How do we find our calling?
Thank you. In the first place, you can look at your ability or abilities, what you are good at doing. In other words, what you love doing. Or you could be aware of a certain human need that you want to fulfill. There is this need that I see in society, and I'm longing to fill that need. I'm longing to help in this way. So you look at what you are good at. You look at what you love, what you are passionate about.
Yeah.
When it comes to doing that, it comes to talking about that, you don't struggle, you don't sweat. Alternatively, you can also use your friends, family members.
Yeah.
I come to you, Brother Zama, what do you think I am good at? Or you come to me, what do you think I'm good at? I will tell you, you are good in this area, you are good in that area. A friend of mine told me some time back, I did a Sabbath school lesson. Then I did also a sermon for the main service, and he called me and said, Pasmo, you are good at teaching, but you're not too good at preaching.
Yeah.
You are good at teaching, but you're not good at preaching. Yes, I can preach, but I'm not as good as I can do in teaching.
Yeah.
When it comes to teaching, I love it. I like it.
I see. I think
so. Good. You can find from your friends.
Yeah.
You can see, look at what you're good at, and then you can see that this is my path.
I actually agree with what you're saying, because some of the things I'm actually doing, like, you know, being on radio and some other work that I do outside of the radio, some projects I started recently, it looks like, you know, listening to one's friends becomes also important, because then they continue speaking this into your ear, whispering it into your ear. You may take a long time, by the way, even starting, but at some point you've got to say, you know what, these guys have been saying this for a long time. Let me actually just give it a try. And voila, you never work a day in your life because you are in your passion.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, please close it off. Encourage someone out there who's listening to please go out there and find their calling. What do we say?
Thank you very much. The words that we can use, Brother Sam, and our listeners, that each and every human being has got a calling. And each calling is as important as the calling of another person. There's no calling that is more important than the other. Even if you are called to work behind a mountain where there are very few people, that calling is very important. It's important to sit down, find out what you are good at, what you are passionate at, or you can find from your family members, from your parents, your brothers, sisters, your cousins, people who are close to you. And when you step in your calling, you will have a peace of mind. What we need to look away when you talk about the calling, in a calling you find significance. In a profession, you find success. Mm. What we need in life is significance,
more than
success.
Beautiful, man. What we find in a calling is significance and not a success. Fantastic way to close it. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us.
You're most welcome, my brother. God bless you and God bless our listeners.
Thank you so much. We'll connect again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.